My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. I'll just run through their names to make sure I haven't forgotten them. We've got John Amis and Frank Muir, right. And we've got Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And I certainly haven't forgotten our scorer, Leonie Lawson. A statistic. Every man on this stage at the Westminster Theatre is 6 feet tall or more, with the exception of one who's just under 6 foot, who makes up for it with the tall tails he sometimes tells. Anyway, just to be different, here's the first round concerning little people or things. John, a little what? Yes, sweet, says Frank, and beautifully played by Christina Otis. But, little...
Is it Latin American? No.
No, it isn't. No, it's...
Is it a top or something?
No, it's not. No, it's by Hebert.
It's a donkey. A donkey.
Yes. Yeah, Liberty en Blanc. Yes, it's little white donkey.
Yes.
Do you think that's worth a mark?
Oh, yes.
Right.
I mean, otherwise it would be a bear, wouldn't it? Hebert.
Yes, Jack Hebert. Yeah. Right. Frank, here's the voice.
Understand any of that.
No.
Frank, this is the voice, the actual voice of Little Titch, recorded in 1917.
For the best man gets the best of it. His responsibility is very small. You must admit he's wide. He's allowed to kiss the bride, but he doesn't have to marry her after all.
Wonderful now, the perkiness of the doom.
That's right, yes. Frank, I was most intrigued to discover this.
4 foot 2.
How did he come to call himself Little Titch?
He didn't, did he?
Yes.
He was called Little
Titch. No, he was not.
Oh, well.
There was no such thing as a titch in the slang.
The story as I have it, from my reference book, was 7 and 6 when I bought it, I don't know how much yours cost, was that as a baby he was called Little Titch because of an extraordinary resemblance to the Titchborne claimant. If you remember, it was a vast... And lots of babies have those round faces like the Titchborne claimant.
Yes.
Keep going, Steve.
Called Orton. Yes.
He was called that as a baby.
Yeah, well, that's not...
What's your story?
Well, I'll tell you my story. You've got... My reference book costs 8 bob.
Ah, yes, you joined one of those clubs.
That's right. No, he did call himself after Roger Titchborne, the Titchborne claimant, but... He first had contact with him when he shared a music hall bill, because after Titchborne claimant came out of jail, he went on music hall bills, and this comedian, who called himself something else till then, Harry Ralph, Big Titch was the Titchborne claimant, Little Titch was Harry Ralph, on the same music hall bill.
Well, you pays your penny.
Yeah. And you get your mark. Right. Anyway, that's where Titch came from, the idea of being called a Titch. Ian, here's a little buttercup.
I'm called Little
So, please, Ian, the singer.
Well, I think that I met this particular lady in a different place. Mm-hmm. I think I met that lady at Glyndebourne.
Yes.
I think I sang in The Marriage of Figaro with her, and I think her name is Monica Sinclair.
Yes, that's right.
It's a voice that's absolutely distinctive.
Yes, exactly. In the Sergeant recording, 1958, one of the series, of course, of Gilbert Sullivan Things with Sergeant, which you were in, weren't you?
I was in, but I wasn't in that. I wasn't in the Pinafore.
Dennis, can you give me at least two...
He wasn't in Pinafore.
No. Long trousers. Yeah.
Oh, it's a hard life for a chairman. Can you give Dennis at least two names for this singer? She had several.
A clever young lady, charming and intriguing, put away the dough one morning she was digging. But she didn't fight for, the powder were high for, started in a humble way, dressmaking.
Recorded in 1903. It's
I
a song
sort
called,
of guessed,
That's
yeah.
How the Little Girl Got On, it's called. Yeah.
I've
got six names for her, six surnames.
Oh, well, was she a much married lady?
Yes, she. Well, how do you guess?
Well,
yes.
Might probably be. Well, she might have been had sort of, you know, another stage name.
You're right. You're there. She was
Murray Lloyd.
Murray Lloyd. Have you got one other name for
her?
Well,
she was. Her sisters went on the stage under the name of Wood.
Yes, she
after
was
she
Matilda
died.
Alice Victoria Wood. Yes,
and she then she married Alec Hurley.
Yes,
so she would have been Mrs. Hurley, and then she had about two or three stage names.
Yes,
as well.
Belle Delmere for one. She was Mrs. Courtney. She was also Mrs. Dillon.
Yeah.
So you have them up.
Would you really believe that in the early days of my television career, in the days when it was all live and black and white, I played in one evening her father. I had a double role that night because at the very very end of the piece, there was a message boy seen. Cycling along the road in Golders Green, where Mary Lloyd lived, whistling, My Old Man Said Follow the Van, or whichever the song. And Eric Robinson came to me on the very afternoon that we were going to do this and said, will you whistle this at the end? If only John Amos had been around, we'd have been all right. But he said, will you whistle this at the very end, because it's going to be very moving. We see this messenger boy, and he's whistling one of her songs, and she's died, you see. And I said, yes, that's right. Never volunteer to do anything like that at a moment like that when the studio is very hot and you're very nervous because you go... And they look at you very sadly and you wreck the entire end of the show.
I saw that because I didn't do my homework that night. And I remember seeing you in that. here's a news item. A news item. In the last week of June 1982, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra did something it had never done before. Now, what was that? Let's find out. Let's find out in reverse order. Dennis, something the orchestra had never done before.
They played a Rolling Stones medley.
That'll do nicely, sir. Uh-huh. Yes. Ian?
I have a feeling that this we've gone into the realms of a news quiz now, because I think there's something about them suddenly finding themselves for the first time in their history confronted by a young lady playing the woodwind, and they didn't approve of the idea very much.
Yes, that'll do for one. Frank, you know what they did?
They played the minute waltz in 53 seconds flat. A personal best.
John, what did they do that day?
Well, I have a feeling Ian's got it. I think it's this young clarinetist lady.
No,
I'm not quite sure whether it was that long ago.
No. Well, everybody scores in this or nobody scores in this round. Fair enough. It was not that occasion. The lady clarinetist and that particular problem came rather later. This was a violinist, daughter of the mayor of Sion, Switzerland, who joined the first violins, and she became the first woman player in that orchestra. The clarinet de Debach, that was a bit later
on. And they've been having trouble ever since, haven't
they? To introduce the subject of the next round, let me ask a preliminary question of, say, Frank. Frank, what have Rosie, Maggie and Nicola in common?
They're all girls.
All whose girls?
The only Nicola I've ever met in my life is your daughter.
Yeah, that's right. So Rosie and Maggie would belong...
Well, Maggie Norden.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And Rosie Wallace.
Right. Yes.
What happened
to
Sally Muir? Yeah. Couldn't you get her in?
What about my daughter?
Would have been murdered.
Yes.
My brothers. It's all very well for you. He's got to go home tonight.
Well, the subject, as you've probably gathered, is daughters. John, whose daughter is this? It's so difficult as to be almost impossible, I think, but have a shot.
Said he encouragingly.
It sounds like Puccini.
No.
It's either Puccini or Elgar.
I would like you to see this question through to a finish.
Finnish.
Ah.
Fish.
Yes. Ah, yes. Fish. Well, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it looks like Pohjola.
Yes. Pohjola's daughter by... by...
Sibelius.
Sibelius, yes. Only a slight hint. Well won, that must. It came from Pohjola's daughter. Yes. Frank, whose voice here singing about a darling daughter?
Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, mama darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Very nice person. Sophisticated.
Lovely.
Good friend of mine.
Beautiful looking lady,
also sang. Her sister also sang.
Beautiful
right?
looking
yes.
lady, isn't
right.
she? She probably still is.
Yes.
Carol Carr.
Carol Carr, it was,
wonderful.
Yes. Singing there with Giraldo's orchestra. Her sister, of course, was Dorothy Carr. Right, it was Carol Carr. Ian, whose daughter is this?
Mr. Sutherland's daughter.
Well, I want to know the daughter of rather a lot of people, actually.
Yes. This is, I think this is Donizetti's.
Yes,
you know?
It is. That's right.
In which case it is La Figlia del Regimento.
Yes. Daughter of the whole regiment.
Daughter of the whole
That's
regiment.
Right, yes. From the singing lesson. That's right. Always makes me think, the daughter of the regiment, makes me think there was an old monologue, wasn't there? You may know this, Dennis, a very, very old monologue which ended with the dreadful line, a lady's name was mentioned in the mess.
Yeah.
In the mess. Not the sort of lady you'd wish to know about.
Out of interest, was that, Joan Sutherland?
Out of interest, I can't remember. So I was cheating around it. Dennis, which character singing about his little girl?
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be.
You feel rather like a waffle that's had too much syrup. It's not one of my favourite songs.
It's rather long, too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's from Carousel.
Yes,
I don't know who the singer was.
The singer was Vince Hill.
Oh, yeah, well.
But the character in Carousel.
Billy Bigelow.
Billy Bigelow, yes.
Yeah, there was. I wonder if Frank remembers, there was the Writers Guild of America. You used to do wonderful cabarets at their dinner, especially written. And they did a version of this where a writer is having a little, his wife's expecting him, and he's saying, my little boy, he's going to be a writer, and all the things he's going to do, and he's going to write all the free lines for us, and then suddenly he says, hey, but what if he turns out to be a producer?
Yes. Well, six notes. In different rhythms, they occur at the start of various tunes or themes.
Oh, I know one.
Yes, John, John, you won't know the title of this, I think, but you might be able to tell me the composer.
Sort of song from my youth.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have his records, actually.
Yes.
I have.
I tell you what I might do. I hadn't thought about this. I might play the first line again, then add a little flourish, which would be typical of the person concerned.
Yes.
Okay, if I can do it.
Oh.
Those sort of downward runs.
Crazy.
That wasn't meant to be our take.
What did you say?
It's
Duke Ellington. The tune is called In a Sentimental Mood. It's a real Duke Ellington tune.
Oh, it's an Ellington march.
Frank, same six notes, but with the first one played twice.
Hard.
And the hat's on the side of my head.
My hat's
Jack Halbert.
That's right. My hat's on the side of my head. Ian, so easy yours that I'd like both the title, please, and the year it came out.
Little man, you have had a fairly exhausting
a busy,
afternoon.
Yes, a busy day, yes. Have a shot at the year in America.
I would have said about 1937.
Near enough, 1934.
Yes. Steve, isn't it also exactly, or maybe I'm wrong, the opening of the theme song from Fanny? Da 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 da, Fanny.
Yes, it is rather similar.
No, it isn't. No. Sorry. No.
Similar, but not the same.
Expunge it from your mind.
No, start slower, that's right. Again, though, the same six starting notes, and this is a real test of your memory, Dennis, for old and desperated obscure songs. Okay?
Always make me feel so guilty when I let you down on things like that. But we got a fair... Yeah, I know.
Walter Donaldson and Joe Young. And that's the title.
It's underneath. Underneath the... But that's
the
hard
shows.
No, it's not.
Isn't
no.
Underneath the something sky.
And it isn't by Longfellow.
Oh, I would rather have the questions than the clues, quite frankly. Is it also that someone to watch over me? Does
yes,
that...
that would have done as well, but I didn't deliberately didn't do it. Oh. Anybody in the audience know what that song is that isn't by Longfellow?
Don't anybody know.
Hiawatha's Lullaby.
What a difference a word's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, never mind. Two exotic rhythms. Let me take the second of those first, a polonaise, a Chopin polonaise. John, a polonaise, what does it mean and how many beats to the bar?
It's a Polish dance. I mean, from the word...
Just means Polish.
The French word for Polish.
Yes, Polish. How many beats in the bar?
Three.
Three. Thank you very much. Frank, your wife could answer this. Let's see if you can. What article of wear is a polonaise? What does it look like?
Why should you drag my lady wife?
Mentioned in the mess.
Squalid show business.
Oh, is that
my wife Polly.
Is that touchy? Oh, is that touchy?
It's a polonaise is Scottish. This isn't it?
Well, yes, the Scottish.
It's a dress, and it's presumably based on Polish dress.
Hmm. I'll read you what it says here, because it's nice and dull. A woman's bodice and skirt in one piece showing an underskirt. That's one dictionary. Women's dress consisting of bodice with skirt open from waist downwards.
Ah, yes.
Says another.
That's why it shows Polly knees. That's why.
Also, Scottish child's garment of similar design. Right, going back to that first bit of music, Ian, a bolero. What's the characteristic rhythm of a bolero?
Bum, ba da da dum, dum, bum, ba 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 bum, bum, bum.
How many beats in a bar?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bum.
One.
Well, where's one? One in a bar.
No, it isn't, I'm afraid.
Isn't it? No.
That also is in three time. Young, da 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 dum, da 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 dum, 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 da 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 dum, da 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 da.
One.
Yes,
two. Three.
There's also a Cuban version in 2-4. Yeah. So, Dennis, this is something your wife would know the answer to. A bolero, a bolero. What is a bolero?
Well, it's a kind of feminist waistcoat.
Yes, a nice way to put it, yes. A short jacket-like bodice. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a mispronounced bolero.
Yes, it really would be hard to find more varied songs than the four that close our show this week, beginning with an old musical favourite for Frank, Yclept Gilbert the Filbert.
I'll only say about this that it's mercifully brief. I'm Gilbert, the filbert, the nut with a K, the pride Piccadilly, the blasé roué. Oh, Hades, the ladies who leave their wooden huts for Gilbert, the filbert, the kernel of the nuts.
John has found for us a most unusual song. John, would you just like to tell us what it is?
Well,
you'll scarcely believe it.
It may not be very well known to everybody, but Beethoven, when he was hard up, accepted publishers' offers to do arrangements of folk songs, including a lot of English and Irish, and this one is an Austrian one. And this is really Beethoven, and this is how he wrote it.
Ich mag dich, die Nema, du tapper, dich höch, du möcht mir nicht kommen, du warst mir viel schlecht. Du tapper, dich höch, du darfst mir nicht kommen, du warst mir viel schlecht. Und du willst mein Mann da die Stahre da die Nacht. Was fällt dir die Nein, du törichter Nacht? Nicht nein, du törichter Nacht. In der
Well, Neil.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the first time I've heard a one-man duet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I recognise that as a hit. The moment.
From one of the earliest film musicals, Milton Ager wrote a song that moved ingeniously between major and minor. No, you're going to do that. But wait,
right.
The film was The King of Jazz, song, lovely song, Bench in the Park. Our singer in both major and minor.
At once.
Key.
A bench in the park, unromantic and plain. That bench in the park can be our lover's lane. The glimmering light of a lamp for a moon. A cold, dreary night, but in our hearts there is dew. A lone little bird in the branches above is plaintively heard serenading our love. And what more do we need? You and I in the dark, but a bench in the park.
How strange the change.
I think that tune was the first record I ever bought. Jack Hilton.
It's a jolly good tune, I think, that one, yes.
But he sang it better than Dennis, am I?
No. I was in a train only last week, and I sat next to an Irish lady whom I didn't know until she introduced herself to me. Her husband was there, and she said, she started to talk about this programme, and she said, "What an attractive singer Dennis Norton is." And I said, "Thank you, madam. I have been saying this for some time now." She said, "Yes, it all happened a little while ago." And she said, "It's marvellous."
Well, you know what they say, to be a real singer, you've got to suffer.
Why should we?
Well, I thought I'd just get in my plug for my friend here.
Put the whiskey bottle back in there.
She put on her hearing aid and said, "What did you say?"
She was quite young.
It is Ian who closes the show with a song now about his blue-eyed mountain queen.
And it turns out to be an Irish song.
It being in the month of May, when fields were fresh and green, I was forced to leave my native home, my age being scarce 18. And when I parted with my dear, her loving tears were seen. In troubled mind, I left behind my blue-eyed mountain queen. God speed the ship across the deep that steers my love to me. The wind to fly her topsail wide to waft her o'er the sea. Her steel-made bow has made a vow for to plough the waves with steam, and in her breast to bear the crest of my blue-eyed mountain queen.
Lovely song, My Blue-Eyed Mountain Queen. But may we have a royal welcome, please, for the fact that this week's quiz winners are, or were, John and Frank. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.